You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry. The home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Carol, I don't think we've had this organization on the show before. I know they do important work. I'm looking forward to the conversation.
Yes, I think they make lots of scary acronyms less scary for builders. You know, when builders think OSHA and EPA, it doesn't usually give them warm, fuzzy feelings, but this company helps walk them through that process.
Got it. Well, that's important. So let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Tony Kahn. He's the Business Development Manager with HB Next and HB Next Energy Solutions. Tony, welcome to the show.
Hey, happy to be here. Thank you.
Well, we're happy to have you, Tony. I appreciate you making time to join us. I know you're awfully busy, so grateful for you to swing by. Before we get into all the important work of HB Next, take a quick second. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
Sure. My background's mostly in sales and marketing. Ever since I got out of college, I attended the University of Georgia, got a general marketing degree, and been in sales and marketing ever since. And now I've been with HB Next for about 5 years, where I made a transition and helped them grow and start the sales and marketing division of that company as we've been continuing to grow over the years.
Outstanding.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about HB Next. For our listeners who don't know anything about the company, tell us what it is, what it does.
Sure. You know, HB Next is a safety and environmental compliance company. So we're really professional services for construction companies, from the residential contractor to commercial guys, all the way up, you know, from a one-man crew up to a nuke plant. You know, we've got services to fit all their needs and support them along the way.
Well, Carol, you were sort of joking about how these acronyms are spooky. And I'll be honest with you, those they are.
Yeah.
And compliance is another thing that I think freaks a lot of people out. Is I don't want to do anything. I don't want to miss a step. I don't want to screw it up. I don't want to get in trouble. So I appreciate how important your work is. So, I mean, we need a couple hours, frankly, to go through all of your services. But let's get into a few.
A ton of them.
I'd love to start off with safety services. So what do you do there?
Well, one of our main goals with our safety services is to protect our clients from OSHA, protect them from OSHA citations, teach them what documentation and rules and regulations they need to abide by in order to keep their employees safe, but also protect them on the legal side as well from any kind of citation, accidents, incidents, that kind of thing. So we do safety manuals. We do safety inspections. As a mock OSHA inspection, we come out there and emulate OSHA and actually physically visit job sites.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah, absolutely. And then also for some of the larger projects, you know, where you have 30 or 40 people on the job and you're working in some of these, you know, higher end jobs, maybe down at the airport, maybe some of these MARTA projects or a couple that we're doing right now, we'll actually provide dedicated safety personnel to manage the safety on site for those companies because their safety manager may be tied up. He can't get there. And they have the requirement on the job is to have somebody dedicated all the time. So we'll staff those people for them. We get into, you know, pre-qualification for these companies. We get into audits. We get into site-specific safety plans. And then we do things like automating the safety orientations. So like at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, we automated the safety orientation for the roofing contractor down there. They had to bring in 500 people over the course of a year to put that little itty-bitty roof on top of that stadium. And, you know, we helped supply them with an automated safety orientation, which saved them over a year in man hours.
I bet it did.
So,
Carol, I mean, just think about these large gigs, right? I'm not talking about Benz Stadium, for goodness sakes, but just any kind of sizable project. How foolish would you be to not have these guys on site?
Right.
Because it's the third party, too, right? I mean, because if you have your own guy, well, you know, it's a different pair of eyes than when it's a third-party element looking over your shoulder, protecting you.
Sure. And, you know, maybe a safety manager doesn't want to self-report that, hey, maybe my safety isn't looking so well. And also, they have a relationship with a lot of their employees or maybe their subcontractors, and we can come in and be the bad guy and not hurt anybody's feelings because they may have to go to dinner, you know, that weekend with them or, you know, maybe they're, you know, they're buddy-buddy, they go fishing or what have you. And we have no problem coming in being the bad guy and giving that upper management a clean set of eyes on their project.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, now talk about the environmental services that you offer.
Sure. So a lot of the environmental services that we do are getting some scary acronyms.
Oh,
SWPP, which is Stormwater Pollution Prevention Plan inspections. here in Georgia, they typically just call them stormwater inspections, where we're actually going on site for commercial job sites, but it's a lot of residential that we do, mm-hmm. and making sure that any of the construction is not impacting the environment, the sediment, which dirt is technically considered a pollutant. That's not getting into the streams, into the rivers, into the water supply, getting out in the street right. and messing up somebody's brand newly washed Mercedes or something like that. And so we actually write those plans for a lot of home builders. We do the physical inspections. And then we also pair that with our software offering to give clients, really, we're the only company in the nation that can provide you with a software license to your data mm-hmm. with every stormwater inspection. So, and we give you a portal to be able to access that, pull reports, and you know that it's safe and secure. And you're never going to lose those reports.
Well, you mentioned earlier about the mock OSHA inspection. You also do mock EPA inspections too, right?
Yeah. You know, and that's really good for a home builder or, you know, and it's more so on the residential side to get an idea of how well is your environmental program working right now? You know, is it effective? Is your current contractor doing a good job? And we'll actually come behind a lot of other people and give them an assessment of, okay, well, if the EPA was to hit your site for any reason, how well would you stand up? Is your, mm-hmm. And we dive into more of not necessarily the physical violations on site, not whether the silt fence are down or your BMPs, which is your best management practices. Ah. There's another acronym for you, are working effectively. But we actually dive into the documentation and we can write up a full report on what fines you would have and what that would actually look like. So it's a great snapshot for anybody that's little worried about, hey, as I'm growing, as home builders grow, it becomes harder and harder to manage some of this stuff because they're not quite used to it. And the way the market is right now, everybody's, you know, going crazy. You know, they're building about as fast as they can.
Well, talk about being a little worried. I'm hiring you, so I'm not worried.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Right? And that's what it's all about. That's mm-hmm. what you're really paying for. Mm-hmm. All right. Tony, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, Ty Pennington here. Are you shopping for a new home? Then I'm guessing you have a checklist of things you want in that home, right? Make sure guaranteed energy savings and comfort are at the top of that list. And you can do that by making sure your new home is a Right Choice home. Right Choice homes are brought to you by Jackson EMC and come with a 3-year warranty that guarantees heating and cooling costs. Plus, you'll get a lower electric rate that will save you money every month. Do your homework. Visit jacksonemc.com/rightchoice.
All right, and we're back with Tony Kann with HB Next and HB Next Energy Solutions.
Tony, I know that all companies, you know, out there listening dread that day when they have to hire an attorney to defend something. I understand you offer legal services.
Sure. Yeah, we've been offering legal services since 1999 and helping protect clients from any kind of citation, doing the OSHA contest, as well as handling any EPA legal cases as well. One of the main things with us is we're typically going to be about half the cost of any law firm out there.
Right.
And our legal team is solely focused on OSHA, on regulatory compliance. So whereas a lot of other legal services, if you go out to another law firm, they'll learn about OSHA, but they're going to learn on your dime.
Right.
So with us, we've got the knowledge and we've got the experience. And plus we have the consultants that can handle a lot of the accident investigation mm-hmm. and a lot of the other steps before it actually goes to court. And so you're really paying about half the cost.
So that's where you're saving the money is they don't have to learn. They're not learning. There's no learning curve.
You're not learning. You're not paying for them to learn the material.
Yeah.
And you're not paying for a lawyer to do things that one of our consultants can handle.
Right. Makes sense.
The ROA with this relationship is not hard to understand. But gosh, I mean, I think maybe one of the more important things you do is all the educational stuff that you do. I mean, so talk about, this would be a pretty broad question, but talk about the training classes that you offer. Talk about some of your vocational programs. I mean, you do a lot.
Yeah, so we've got our in-person training, which, you know, we do about 80% of our training somewhere in the country. So we've trained in 33 states and the country of Bermuda. And I know it continues to grow and grow and grow. We do anything from the OSHA and safety training, competent person training, whether that be fall protection or excavation, scaffold competent person, teaching people how to be safe on site, the rules and regulations, that kind of thing. And then we also get into management training. One of the biggest things right now is with this shortage of skilled labor mm-hmm. is you're getting young, greener guys in these management roles, and maybe they don't know how to manage a construction site. They don't know the soft skills. They don't know about managing, we call BS, QS, and P, budget, schedule, quality, safety, and people, all equally and all the same. You know, they're focused on one thing or another. And so through some of our management training, like our NCCER, which is the National Center for Construction Education and Research, through our crew leadership training, we teach them all about all the soft skills, how to manage a job site, how to manage your subcontractors, your employees, you know, from all aspects of the job. And then we also get into some environmental classes. You know, we've got about 100 different training classes that we offer. And then, you know, 20% of our training, we run public classes. Mm-hmm. Just open to the public. Anybody can come. You know, we do CPR first aid, OSHA 10, and some of our most popular classes on a monthly rotation. You can come by our training facility in Lawrenceville anytime you need one of those classes.
Wow. Well, you've kind of touched on a hot button for me, you know, with the push for everyone needs to go to college. Yeah. Everyone needs a college degree. It's part of the reason we have this huge shortage in the labor force. And, you know, we all know that you can be a plumber, or you can be an electrician, or you can be a slab jacker or concrete, you know, guy working in the field or own the company and make a ton of money. These are high paying jobs. I like the fact that you all are offering this vocational training, this workforce development. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and how somebody would get involved if they have, you know, no skills, but they're interested in getting into the industry?
Absolutely. This has been one of the fastest growing parts of our company here in the recent years. We do what's called the Construction Ready Program. It's okay. A joint venture between CEFCA, which is the Construction Education Foundation of Georgia. Okay. I know, here's another,
like another
acronym.
I can't even say the word. Acronyms, yeah. They're everywhere.
One of the biggest mistakes we made, and all of us, is we allowed high schools to take shop out of high school.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, you know, when I grew up, it was, you go to college, and you figure it out from there. If not, you're going to be working at McDonald's flipping burgers. And that is absolutely not the case at all.
Right.
And I wish I knew what I knew now, because I might have gone into a trade or done something else and not had all the student loans.
Exactly.
You know, looming over
That's
me.
Another huge part of it.
So the Construction Ready Program is a joint venture between us and CEFCA. So just like I told you, we do about 100 different training classes, and we teach 18 years and above. So once somebody's into the workforce, we take care of the training. CEFCA, their goal is to get basically shot back into high school, for lack of better words. So they try to get that NCCER curriculum back into the high schools and get people on these trade paths early and get them interested in construction. So we joint venture for this workforce development mm-hmm. program called Construction Ready, which we won a National Construction Users Roundtable Award for, or a CURT Award. And we're basically, we've got 4 different programs going right now. We've got Westside Works, which is the most popular one people have heard of, because Arthur Blank was the one who initially funded that program.
Wow.
We've got one at Bill Cobb. We've got the Center for Working Families. And now we've got Aerotropolis, which we're down there providing this workforce development program to supplement all of the work going down there at the airport right now. So there's a lot of work going on there. And it's a 4-week crash course in construction, safety training, and education. So they're coming out of there. You know, we've got recruiting partners at each one of those facilities, and there's a ton of partners that are involved in each one of these. There's a whole lot that goes into it to make it happen, and we're the training partner for that. So we're focused on, once they come into this program, we've got 4 weeks to get them construction ready,
right,
to get ready to get on that job site. We've trained about 900 people so far through this program. We've placed, our placement rate is north of 95%, and our retention rate after a year is right around 75%.
That's excellent.
It's unheard of in workforce development. And that's why, you know, we've gotten interest across mm-hmm. the country from different cities, other places they're building big projects, mm-hmm. to be able to take this program, pick it up, and move it around and use the same formula that we have here, because we feel like we've got the secret sauce when it comes to getting somebody that's green, getting them trained up, construction ready. It's a boot camp style. They come in there, we do all the drug testing, the background checks, and all this kind of stuff. And we put them through. They come out of there with about $2,500 worth of industry credentials that, you know, these companies are just dying for.
Is there a cost to the participant, or are the companies funding this training for their, to fill their workflow needs?
Yeah, each program has its own funding partners.
Right.
Like I mentioned, Westside was first funded by Arthur Blank until mm-hmm. he got other funding partners. It's the Arthur Blank Family Foundation is an actual funding partner. And then each other program has its own funding partners. We've got a recruiting partner, which is typically a church or a organization within that local community, to be able to reach out to residents. And it all started because Arthur Blank made the public statement, I want to grab 100, you know, I'm going to put 100 people from this impoverished West Side community and put them to work on my new stadium. Mm-hmm. And we put north of, I think, 150 on that project. And you know, so we met that goal and exceeded it. And we continue, this program continues to grow. We've got a Construction Ready Plus, which is basically after you get your core, you can go and get some more training as well after you've already found a job. But it's changing people's lives. Mm-hmm. It's bringing them from working a minimum wage job or no job. And, you know, 4 weeks later, they're on a construction site and they actually know what they're doing. And you know, and these, and they're staying with the employers, they're doing a good job, and it's been wildly successful. It doesn't cost anything for that participant. Mm-hmm. It's given them an opportunity.
Yeah. So no student loans.
No student loans. Yeah.
Well, I commend you on that program. I mean, we need more vocational training. We need more apprenticeships. We need all that stuff. And with the way Atlanta's going, there's going to be a heavy need for that skill set for a long, long time. Well, sure. Tony, we're running low on time, but I do want to give you a chance to talk to us. I've heard me mention HP Next Energy Solutions several times. Mm-hmm. So what exactly is that? What's your specialty? What you focus on?
Sure. Our Energy Solutions Group was under the HP Next corporate branding for the longest time until we kind of outgrew it. Now we've broke it out as its own entity and brand and website and all this, that, and the other. And we work with, we're really serving utility companies, you know, whether that be Georgia Power, so, you know, we work with four of the five largest EMCs in the state of Georgia. We work with, you know, 15 or so cities. We do meter testing, we do auditing and mapping, we're actually mapping lights, and we're really looking, a lot of our services, we're looking for lost revenue. So we're trying to find where a power company, a utility, may be losing revenue. Mm-hmm. And so really our services kind of pay for themselves there again, where we're finding missing lights, or we're finding a meter that's not reading properly, or things like that, which is also protecting the consumers to make sure, hey, look, there's guys out here that are protecting me and my power bill, or what have you. So we do, you know, load management, installation maintenance, we do service location audits, we do substation inspections, any kind of field services that these utilities need to subcontract out, use a third party for, want a little more expertise on, or anything like that. So we're kind of wide range in there.
It's going to be a lot simpler to interview you next time and just say, what don't you do? Because that'll be a lot tighter. Well, and you know, frankly, Carol, since this has been a show about acronyms, THBAGI, this has been a great interview. Tony, before we let you go, should anyone need to contact you with any questions, how do they find you, and where do they learn more about everything happening at HB Next?
Sure, they can learn more at hbnext.com and hbnextenergy.com. Those are our two websites. You can reach me directly at tcan@hbnext.com, or you can give us a call, 770-619-1669.
Tony Cann, the Business Development Manager with HB Next and HB Next Energy Solutions. Tony, it's great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnecht. All the time we have for today, thank you for tuning in and listening. We'll look forward to seeing you again right here next week. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.